And good morning, and welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And in the news of the in the land of the bizarre, used to be the home of the brave in the land of the free. Now it's the land of madness. With the debate, everybody's talking about last night's debate. I'll discuss it briefly, possibly, hopefully. There is a woman. She's a psychiatrist, and her name is, if I can find it, yes, here it is, Dr. Carol Lieberman. She's based in Berkeley Hills, California. She did a analysis on Joe Biden's debate with Trump, and she's done one also with Kamala Harris. And she said that Harris got through by skirting the issues. And she said the face-off, in her opinion, her view, was extremely disturbing because of the, do you know the worldwide wrestling? You know how they have the Hulk Hogan, these wrestlers. And this was 3-on-1. 3 against Trump. And Kamala, it was actually 4-1. So you had the two interviewers and you had Kamala. And then you had the two earrings, the pearl earrings on Kamala's ears that were speakers. Not speakers, they were, they were speakers. So she is listening and being coached by the wicked in the background. So this was, they should have taken Trump out and pinned him, but they didn't. In spite of everything that occurred, all the dust, the blood, and the shouting, and the, It was really everybody knew it was rigged. Trump came out, for the most part, okay. Not great, but overall, if she didn't have the pearl earrings on, if she hadn't had the two gorillas on her side, she would no longer be in the race. She would be history. She's history anyhow. She is history. She's not, in spite of everything that occurred, the polls have remained steady. She may have, she has lost a little bit because people knew this was a rigged event. And people don't like that. As much as they hate to see it, as much as they like Kamala there in her corner, still, they don't like an unfair wrestling match where you have the referee pulling the fight. I've seen this in like the World Extreme Cage Fighting, where everyone realizes that one of the two contestants did win the fight, but Well, the judges in this case are the American people, the people of the world. And they knew that it was rigged. Now, she goes on to say that she said that the former attorney general, she was prepared for the debate more so than for any other event in her life, even when she studied for the law boards. And she said there is a syndrome called imposter syndrome. And the imposter had to memorize her lines. She was hoping that she would derail Trump. She caught him a few times off balance. But she says that the imposter syndrome is where someone knows they don't have the qualifications for the position they are in. So they feel like an imposter, which she is. She says that Kamala doesn't have the qualifications to be vice president, no less president. She is known. Biden picked her to be vice president because she's a woman of color. And this psychiatrist, she basically told the truth. She's telling the truth. She was picked because she's a woman of color. He picked her to get votes from the demographics, not because she was the most qualified. Imposter syndrome. Kamala Harris, not qualified to be vice president, let alone president. Two gorillas came into that debate with her. Two gorillas and the headphones, the pearl earrings, speakers. You had more gorillas in the background coaching her. So it was a rigged debate. She said that one of Trump's best lines was when he called out Kamala and stated that her father, Donald J. Harris, was a Marxist, which everyone knows to be true. She felt that was one of the best lines. And Trump knows where all the bones are buried. He should have exposed more of them. At times, Kamala exposed her weakness by grimacing and trying to get at Trump more strongly. I watched these videos. I didn't listen to the debate. I took parts here and there. I'll return. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
The Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone and packed around.
Donald Trump continues to be a threat to national security. Donald Trump is a threat to national security. One thing, some commentators, a point they'd made, why didn't they bring up the matter of the assassination attempt on Donald Trump? They won't, because they know that this attempt on his life was, just like with JFK, those in the shadows in this government, more and more evidence is coming out, continues to come out, will continue to come out, that the individual that attempted the assassination couldn't do it alone. Too many facts. The fact checkers don't want to talk about the facts pertaining to the assassination attempt. Those facts they stay away from. Last night, Donald Trump was fact-checked 5 times. Kamala Harris was fact-checked 0 times. Donald Trump is a threat to national security. Donald Trump is the big threat to the ruling powers of the United States of America. The ruling powers that have ruled this country firmly for over 100 years. The powers that were involved in World War I, World War II, that placed Adolf Hitler with assistance. Adolf Hitler was put in power with the assistance of American corporations, IBM, Ford, oil companies, Rockefeller oil companies. It's just a fact. You want a fact check? Let's fact check those facts. Let's look at the truth about those facts. Donald Trump is a threat to national security for a little while longer. Not much longer. Kamala Harris is part of the New World Order that George Soros spoke of, like in the early 90s, 92, 93. There is a New World Order. George Sr., President Bush, a New World Order. You hear the term New World Order so many times that you just have automatically you just filter it out. She's a globalist. Her father was a globalist. He worked with the Pilgrim Society out of England, out of the city of London and New York City. And because the American people are, not very interested in national anything, not just politics to a great degree, but knowledge of these huge corporations, the people that really rule the country, the schools that these families that are wealthy, they send their children to, the prep schools. We don't go to the prep schools. The general population generally doesn't. To get into Yale, Harvard, these prestigious colleges, universities, you generally prep for them. If you have money, you know where to send your children. Trump went to one of these schools. Why? Because in God's infinite wisdom and God's plan, we cannot take God out of the equation. The book of Daniel says that God puts men in power and he removes men from positions of power. This is the prophet Daniel. And Nebuchadnezzar says that. God puts people in power in his sovereignty. Adolf Hitler was placed in power because Adolf Hitler had a plan. There was a plan of God, a plan that God had with Adolf Hitler. It was his great-grandfather, Solomon Rothschild, that helped fund him. And it was Bush, the Bushes in this country. Well, the Bushes were actually German, but it was Dulles, the Dulles brothers here in this country, the presidents. Adolf Hitler is in the Bible, in the book of Jeremiah. Israel is non-existent for almost 1900 years. And Jeremiah says that God, in the future, after Israel had been non-existent, God said that he would begin to call for the Jewish people to return to the nation of, to the land of Israel. He would call for them. And the call began with Theodore Herzl, the late 1800s, 1890, 95, right at the turn of the century. Herzl was a playwright, and he knew he could see the anti-Semitism in Europe. He wrote plays about it. God was calling the Jewish people. But Jeremiah says, but they didn't hear. So God says that he will fish for them. And he began to fish for the Jewish people all through the early 1905, 10, up to the 30s. And he's fishing. But they avoided the hook. They didn't see the anti-Semitic, the hidden, latent anti-Semitism in Europe. So God says, because you refused, I will hunt you down. I'm going to send a hunter. And I'm going to hunt you down. I'm going to hunt you in the hills and the valleys and the crevices. I'm going to hunt you wherever you hide. And I'm going to force you back. The hunter, Adolf Hitler. The SS. God's word is good. And Adolf Hitler's in the Bible. He was the hunter. Donald Trump is in the Bible. He's King Solomon's stranger in 1 Kings. I think it's 1 Kings 8. The day of the dedication to the temple by King Solomon after the temple was built, Solomon addressed the nation of Israel, or the people of Israel, the Jewish people, the families. And he says, and a stranger is going to come to this land, and he is going to give honor to the God of Israel. And the stranger will come from a far country, a distant land, a land over the oceans, a great nation at the end of time, or before Messiah comes. And this king will come, and he will pray toward the temple. And he will acknowledge the God of Israel exists because he knows the God of Israel. And King Solomon said, and Lord, when he prays toward the temple, hear the stranger's prayers. That was Donald J. Trump, 2017, fulfilling a prophecy. He's in the Bible. He's God's choice. He was placed in position by God. Who is going to resist God? Who's going to contend with God, debate with God? God put him in power for a purpose, and he's still in the political world, and he is the big threat to American national security. And then also, he is in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 10. The riddle of 10 kings, he is king number 7. He's the 7th president in that riddle. One of the final presidents of the United States of America. Donald Trump is in the Bible. God put him in. God has a plan with him. God has used him through Donald Trump. Israel has Jerusalem is the capital city of Israel due to Donald Trump. Due to Donald Trump, America's embassy is not in Tel Aviv. America's embassy is in Jerusalem. He fulfilled prophecy. Why? Because when Antichrist comes, or the son of perdition comes to Israel to declare himself to be God, it's not going to be in Tel Aviv. If Tel Aviv was a capital city, then prophecy wouldn't be fulfilled. An abomination of desolation, a man who is going to declare himself to be God, it's going to happen in Israel, in Jerusalem, not Tel Aviv. And who made that possible? Donald Trump. Who's the man that fulfilled the prophecy that Jerusalem would be the capital city of Israel? Donald Trump. He's hated not only by this government and by the people of this government, many, he's hated by the devil. The devil himself hates Donald Trump because he is in the Bible, and there was nothing that Satan could do to keep him from winning the presidency in 2016. The occult world, their go-to girl was Hillary Clinton. The occult world wanted this powerful witch, I believe, to be the president of this country. Now they want another powerful witch to be the president. Her name is Kamala. Don't think Kamala doesn't have powerful witchcraft behind her. Coming through her father from Jamaica, lineage of the occult, in my view, in my studies, and the evidence. The Clintons admit they're Illuminati. The Bushes admit they're skull and bones. It's right there before the American people, to those that want to know the truth. It's evident. Fact-checked. It's been fact-checked. I fact-checked it. And then I go to the fact checks, these Snopes and all these. Oh no, Bill Clinton is not a Rockefeller. He's not a Rockefeller. But the truth is, he is. From the Winthrop Rockefeller. But nobody wants to know the truth. But the thing is, when you see the world through the eyes of the Bible and through the prophecies in the Bible, then things make sense. Donald Trump, the stranger, King Solomon's stranger, on the day of the dedication, Solomon prophesied there would be a stranger to come to Israel that would come from a distant, powerful nation, and he would pray toward the temple. Bush, the Bushes, Obama, these people went to the temple mount, to the Wailing Wall, but they never prayed toward the temple, and it was after they were out of office. Anyway, I'll be back, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. The first hour airs in the evenings on 1360 AM radio in Northern Colorado out of Johnstown, Colorado at 6 p.m. to 7. And the podcasts for both hours are on 1360khnc.com. I am just totally livid. I am just thinking about the wicked, these gorillas, the two gorillas right out in the open that are covering for Kamala Harris. Covering for this, in my view, this witch. I believe she's in a secret society of one form or another, and a powerful witch. Not as powerful as Hillary Clinton. There's another witch that I think I have read about. Her name is working with Obama. What is her name? She's from Syria. She's not as powerful as Hillary either. I'll try to think of her name. There was a name I tried to think of two days ago, and I told you I would remember the name when people work together. Networking. These criminals, they network together. I told you I'd remember the name. It was 2 days later, but I still remembered. Valerie Jarrett. It was about a minute, but I remembered. In the occult, out of Syria. In my studies. Now, Trump is in the Bible. And the Christian people don't know their prophetic word. They don't know the prophetic scripture. They don't know the prophecies in the Bible. And I'm even more livid when it comes to the Christian people, who of all people should know what Christ, the apostles, what the prophets of Israel, Moses, have said about the future world. And I'm more livid that these Christians don't know. They know doctrine. They know eschatology. They know doctrine and theology. They don't know eschatology. The only eschatology they know is that there's going to be a cashless system. That's about it. And they know that there's going to be an antichrist and a false prophet who comes. So they have a very, very, very shallow knowledge of prophecy. They don't still, to this day, know the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. The riddle of the final seven presidents of the United States of America, and Joe Biden is not named in that riddle. Because Joe Biden, according to God, is not and has not been the president. He's an imposter. Like the Pope, and the Catholics don't realize that the Pope Francis is an imposter. They don't realize this. The Catholic people don't even... I back up. There are many Catholics internationally, bishops and cardinals, that do not recognize Francis as the Pope. They know that he is there illegitimately, illegally, according to the Catholic structure and voting structure. He's an imposter. I know that he is not even a Christian. He's not even a true Christian. He's involved in the occult. And the Catholic people who should know who they're following, these people should know who the person is. Is he truly the vicar of Rome? Is he truly the one who should sit in the papal seat? They don't know. The Bible in the New Testament, and even Christ himself said, you need to look at the tree and you look at the fruit, see what fruit it bears. Francis is a globalist, just like Kamala and Biden. And six of the seven presidents, the final presidents of the U.S., from Carter to Obama, they were all globalists. They are all globalists still. And Trump is the individual who is not a globalist. He's not cut out of the same fabric as the other six. He's a completely different fabric. Educated in the best schools, especially in communication, and trained in economy and finances. Whereas the others, they don't know how to change a toilet seat. They don't know what a pair of pliers is. And Trump, his dad was a contractor, builder. Trump knows all of this. That doesn't qualify him to be president. But when God ordains an individual to be placed in a powerful position like President of the United States of America, not even the devil can keep him out of the office of president. The enemy can interfere, but the enemy has to, whatever the scripture says, those are the boundaries of the devil. The devil is going to live for eternity in the lake of fire. That will be the final boundary for him. And he is a him, not a she. He's not a he, she. The devil is male. The Bible makes that clear. We're witnessing, in my view, the last presidential debates in the United States of America. There will never be another presidential debate, not 4 years out from now. This is it. This is the grand finale. This is it. After this election season is over, there's going to be a new, completely new political restructuring in this country. It's not going to be a free structure, a structure where there's going to be freedom. It is going to be the most oppressive ever in any nation in the history of the world. I'll be back. I have to wait to continue. I know that you'll wait till I get back.
Hey, folks, disaster can happen at any time. The PE Survival and Prepper Show is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Vendors or patrons, you'll find thousands of items designed to make you self-reliant now and after the collapse. Mark your calendars and visit peshows.com for info. This show will feature first aid demos and a survival seminar on Sunday. Get moving. I'll see you at the show.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
The greatest generation in the world's history, the baby boom generation out of the United States of America. It's in the Bible. I've talked about and discussed it on my program on the weekends on Sunday, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. My program is not for just Christians. My program on Sunday, from a biblical point of view, is for anybody, everyone, male, female, black, Asian, Hispanic, rich, poor. If you can listen, it's for you. It is a ministry that I do focus on sound doctrine and theology, but also eschatology, because the world wants to know what is coming. The world wants to know what has happened from the point of the Bible. Barack Obama is in the Bible. Jimmy Carter. These men are in the Bible. People want to know that. Hillary Clinton is in the Bible. Ahab and Jezebel were in the Bible. Bill Clinton is in the Bible. Bill is the fourth king, the fourth president in the book of Revelation chapter 17. The final seven kings or the presidents of the United States of America. Jimmy Carter was number one. Ronald Reagan was number two. And Reagan and Carter were globalists. Number three, George Sr., a globalist. Number four, Bill Clinton, a globalist. Number five, George Jr., a globalist. Number six, the ultimate globalist, Barack Obama. Number seven, the not globalist, the anti-globalist, Donald J. Trump. And there is no Joe Biden in that group. He's not recognized. He's an imposter. He did not win the election. If anything, all he is nothing more than the running a government. He's running a corporation. But he is not the president. And the ones that are making law and passing bills behind the scenes, it's still the shadow government, is the continuity of government that is being led by Barack Obama. It has been all resistance to Donald Trump was directed by Barack Obama. Fact check. Let's do the fact checking. What's written in the Bible, you can fact check it. Number 666, Barack Obama. Number 7, Donald J. Trump. And there is an eighth, according to the riddle, that is going to return to power. And the eighth final president of the United States of America must come from the previous six names. The only one that fills that position or fills that can fill that position, the last administration of America, would be Barack Obama. He's the only one. And then it goes deeper from there. This is why on Sundays from 10 to 1 here on 1360 AM radio, you can stream in on 1360KHNC.com 10 to 1 on Sundays for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. You know, I have an advantage over many talk show hosts. Some talk show hosts are strictly Christian and the flavor of religion, Christianity. Others are just basically secular, the events that are happening, an an airliner falls out of the air, a president gets shot only. But if you take the Bible with current events and you put the two together, it makes sense. Example, America is getting ready to go to war in 2025. It has to. Because in Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 20, and the final a few more verses, there is a hammer. There is a nation that is a great power, a great military and technical empire that is going to go to war with nations in the world that are not lined up with the agenda of America's vision, of empire's vision, a view of what the world is to be like, look like, and who is going to rule the world. Empire. America's in the Bible. Revelation chapter 17 and Revelation chapter 18. And the world is going to have to come to grips with that reality. It's difficult. There's going to be a real transition between the ears, but it is possible with the truth. I'll be back in a few minutes. And I'll continue. And we'll finish out this hour, then we'll go into hour two. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, podcast 1360KHNC.com.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale starts Thursday, August 22nd. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 6 to 8 foot tall aspen clump for $169.50 and mix or match a second tree for 50 cents. That's two trees for $170. The 50-cent tree sale. Come
you
see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit HFOTUSA.org.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
So, do you think Donald Trump has a chance? Well, he has pretty much held his own in spite of, like, the debate. You had two gorillas asking him questions. You had the other individual with pearl earrings that were speakers being coached from behind the scenes. So Trump, once again, having to fight with both hands tied and strapped to a wheelchair, he still did very well in spite of all of, and then on top of that, for you Christians who understand what I'm saying, then you had all of the sorcery and all of the witchcraft and the witches of the country and the sorcerers of the country praying for his destruction. Well, there you could tell he did have a little problems, but the thing is this, still you had many Christian people praying that God would help him. So there was, to a great degree, a balance and a pushback against the witchcraft. Most Christians don't believe, really, that the devil has any power. Well, they're very mistaken. Very, very, very mistaken. To the point of being totally blind and ignorant to the fact of the power of witchcraft. I've talked about Bill and Hillary during the time he was having problems, during the Lewinsky, when he was being impeached. And these, the reason he was impeached and kicked out and shamed openly, which he did have to bear some shame, was because he was in Haiti. Having the witch doctor there. What was that guy's name? Pierre, what was his name? I'm going to think of it. Don't you worry. French name. They were doing voodoo. Voodoo. Bill admits it. Fact check. I'm going to use that word, fact check, on these fact checkers, because these fact checkers are liars. They are government liars. They've been trained in government programs, trained on how to lie, how to present lies. And these lies are very powerful. Don't think they're not. They're extremely powerful, because why? The lies are backed by the devil, the number one deceiver. He tricked Eve into disobeying God. And it cost all of us dearly. This is why everyone in this audience dies, because of Eve's disobedience. The power of the deceiver. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez. Hour two is coming up. Don't go anywhere. I don't know exactly what is going to happen, but something important will be discussed. I'll be back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves.